On the line, we have MP Yvonne Jones. Good afternoon, Yvonne.
Good afternoon.
So, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've been really busy working long days, 16 hours a day, in many meetings with the federal government and with people across Labrador, including all of the on the North Coast, and trying to make sure that everybody is being looked after right now. I hope that you're doing well and that people in Nunatsiavut are staying healthy through all this.
Okay, yeah, we're all doing good and trying to put the word out for everybody to social distance and listen to everything the government is telling us.
Well, that's so important because, you know, right now it's polite to stay away from people. It's important that people isolate in their own homes or with their own families and not be mixing with other families and not be visiting their friends and neighbors. It's so important now that people keep that distance. And, you know, even if you're out on snowmobile or going to your cabin, still you got to keep to yourself. Don't be socializing with people. And right now, if you have a birthday or an anniversary, I know that you want to celebrate it, but don't celebrate it with a crowd of people. You can't do that. You have to continue to self-isolate. You can have that birthday party or that anniversary or that special occasion later when we get past this coronavirus. You know, this virus, we can't see it. We don't know where it is. So it's easy to transmit within families and within communities. And we've seen what happened in St. John's. One person went to a funeral home, and now we have 100 people that are impacted because they touch things with their hands that other people touched, and that's how they caught this virus. So we have to stay away from each other. Talk on the phone if you can. Talk on your iPad or your iPhone, but please stay physically away from each other until this passes. And I know that's difficult. I think about the people in Rigolet today, and I send my sympathy to them, to the family of Anita Rich, her mom and dad, to Jane and Jack Shywalk and their family and all of her friends and co-workers. It's such a terrible tragedy, and it's totally heartbreaking to see that this accident happened and that Anita lost her life, and people can't be there to support each other in the way they normally would be, but reach out in other ways and try to be supportive and let the family know that you care about them by giving them a phone call or sending them a message. So on behalf of all Labradorians, we're thinking about the people of Rigolet right now and all those that have been hurt and impacted by the death of Anita.
Yvonne, what would you like to inform our audience about today?
So there's several things that have happened. First of all, the Prime Minister has been very good with supporting Canadians. He understands that this is a difficult time for a lot of us. He knows it's not easy in our little communities to be self-isolating and be keeping to ourselves and away from our neighbors. He also knows it's a difficult time for people that are on low income or have just lost their job and has no income. So the Government of Canada and me as Member of Parliament, we have been working very hard to try and get money for communities and for families. So in Nunatsiavut, the Government of Canada has signed an agreement with the Nunatsiavut government that will provide over $5.5 million in support for families and communities in Nunatsiavut. Now, it's up to the Nunatsiavut government how they choose to spend that money. There's a number of ways that they're considering right now, and I think they're going to be ready to roll out some of that money very soon. As an example, if you look at the Kitimat region of Nunavut right now and some of the other regions within Nunavut where they received Inuit funding, some of that money is going for food vouchers to families that are low income and seniors. Some of it is going to fuel vouchers to help them buy fuel or a little extra fuel to heat their homes right now. So these are the kind of things that we're seeing this money being used for. It's also being used to support the food banks, to support the On the Land program that puts more food in the community freezer. So it's different initiatives that are happening, and we'll be waiting for an Inatsiavut government to roll out how they are going to provide those benefits to beneficiaries in Nunatsiavut and to the communities. We've also provided funding for people who are losing their job. So, for example, if someone was working, you know, for a group or a company, maybe they were working at the hotel and they've gotten laid off and they don't have a job, they can now file for the Canada Emergency Response Program. So any person that is laid off because of COVID-19 can apply for that program. That is $500 per week in income, up to $2,000 per month, and the program will be in place until October or until they get called back to work. So how you have to apply for that program is two ways. One, you can go on to the Canada Revenue Agency website, and the link is on my Facebook page, and you can register for myaccount.ca. If you already have myaccount.ca, then you don't need to do that anymore. If you don't have myaccount.ca set up with Revenue Canada, then you have to set that up. The second thing is, if you don't have access to a computer, there is a 1-800 number that people can call. I will send you the 1-800 number so that you can announce it over your radio show. That is for people who can pick up the phone and register with Canada Revenue Agency. On April 6th, April 7th, and April 8th, there will be an online link for people to go in and apply for the benefit. If there are people who don't have access to a computer and no way to apply for that benefit, they can call our office and we will help them with that process. We can do that over the phone, helping them from their community to apply for the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. Again, that's only for people who has lost their job, or their EI benefits have ran out, or they have no other income. So if you're already getting social assistance, you don't qualify for this program. If you're getting old age security, you don't qualify for this program. However, if you have no other income, your EI has ran out, or you've gotten laid off from your job, you can apply for that benefit, and that will be available after April 6th. For other people in the community that need help, they should reach out to us as well, and we will do what we can to support them. We also have a program for businesses, and I know in Nunatsiavut there's a lot of small businesses, and some of them have been forced to close, and I know they've had to lay off their workers, and their workers will get the emergency funding program, and so will the owners. They will be eligible as well. Owners will also be eligible to apply for a line of credit or the emergency loans program. So the emergency loans program is basically a loan. It is guaranteed by the Government of Canada, so if you have a bad credit rating as a business, you'll still be considered for this loan because the Government of Canada will guarantee it for you. This loan, which is up to $40,000, can be borrowed by small businesses to help them cover their electrical costs, their heating costs, the insurance on their businesses, other costs that they still have, even though they've had to close their business. So they may not be making any money right now, but they still have expenses they have to pay. This loan will help them do that. If they pay back $30,000 up to $40,000 before December 2022, then the other $10,000 is forgivable and a grant to that business. So that's how the business loans program works. How does the wage subsidy work? So there's a lot of businesses that are considered essential services, and this applies to nonprofit groups as well. So if you're an essential service and you're a nonprofit or a business, and you need to stay open, but you're losing business. So therefore, what we're prepared to do is pay up to 75% of the wages for your employees so that you can stay open, you can still provide the service, even though you're losing money and you're losing revenue. So businesses that qualify for the wage subsidy for their workers must show that they lost 30% of their revenue in March, April, and May month as a result of COVID-19. Any of those months that they have lost 30% of their revenue, they are eligible for the wage subsidy and the Government of Canada will pay the salary of their workers up to 75% of their salary. So it's a very good deal for businesses that don't have the revenue coming in they normally did, but they have to stay open and they want to be able to keep their staff on. This will allow them to do that. So these are very important programs that are reaching out to people in the communities. So one, we have a support program to Nanatsiavut to ensure there's food security and people have other essential services. There is a program to provide an income, a paycheck at the end of the week to people who got laid off and lost their jobs and have no income. Plus, there's a wage subsidy for businesses that are staying open but may not be able to afford to pay the salary of their workers. And there's a loan program for small businesses who have debt and they need to be able to pay their bills when their doors are locked. That's the programs that we have right now. If a person who works in the fishery, fisher person or a processor, and you're on EI, and your EI is about to run out, you will be able to qualify for the emergency response benefit. And when your EI runs out, you just go online and you register for that benefit. If you're on EI for a labor claim, the same thing applies. Once your EI runs out, you can apply for the emergency benefit, and you will be eligible to get that money. So that's the programs that we have available right now to support communities in Nanatsiavut. We do have other programs that we're working with community groups on. One of them is we have money to support the women's shelters, up to $50,000 per shelter. So we know there are three women's shelters in Nanatsiavut. They will qualify for this money for the women's shelters. We also have funding to help people that may be homeless right now, and there are programs to support people that are homeless and living in shelters, and so we provide that to the shelters. So if there isn't a shelter, then that's more difficult, but if there is a homeless shelter, they can apply for that money as well. So these are other programs that we have there right now, and they're there to support people in the communities. I also want to say that I've had calls every week with the heads of the Inuit community government. I want to thank them for the work they're doing in their community. I've spoken with all of them, you know, Mr. Dicker in Nain, Mrs. Flowers in Hopedale. I've spoken to Mr. Anderson in McCovic. I've spoken with Ms. Wolfrey in Rigolet, Mr. Shepherd in Postville, and I've had communications with all of them, and they are working very hard right now to keep their communities safe, to keep people safe, and I ask that you follow the regulations that are in place. So if the regulation says that we are not allowing non-essential travel in and out of our communities, please listen to that. If that is the rule in that community, that means you can't take your skidoo and go visit family members and friends right now in the neighboring community. That means you have to stay home. That means you don't go to communities when the communities say we are only having essential travel. It's the same regulations that are in place in Natwashish. Chief Nui have been doing a fantastic job at informing people that you are not allowed right now to be visiting people in Natwashish, and they are not to be visiting your communities. So please abide by those rules. If there are people that are not abiding by those rules, please report them to your municipalities or to your band council or your community government so that they know what is happening. And the important thing right now is that we all look out for each other. So while you can't visit and you can't have social gatherings, you can still reach out to people through telephone, through waving from your bridge as they're going up the road, give a wave to people. You know, there are ways that we can do those kinds of kind gestures to people without having contact. The other thing I would suggest, if there are people in your community that are more vulnerable, maybe going through other health issues, maybe don't have the means to be able to get their groceries or get mail or get their medication, please, you know, reach out to help them put those services in place. There are essential workers who can help with that, and we ask that you reach out. You don't need to be having contact with the person to do that. You just need to inform others and look at how you can be helpful for them. So I know it's been difficult with Canada Post. As you know, there was a COVID-19 case in the distribution center for the mail in St. John's. That has now been cleaned up, and they've gotten a good bill of health. So the post offices are now open, and the mail will be delivered to North Coast communities. In the community of Hopedale, there has been a vacancy with staffing in the post office. I was told by Canada Post last night they have hired an individual. They should be ready to start work on Friday, which is today, and that the mail will get distributed. Canada Post also told me that they would be selecting all of the government check first, and that would be a priority to be delivered to the communities in Labrador.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
Only to say to people in Nunatsiavut that as your member of parliament, I'm working very hard on your behalf to make sure that people are looked after during this difficult time. We have put programs in place to ensure that there is good food security and there is essential services, both through your clinics and hospitals and through other service providers in the community. I'm here to work with you and to do whatever we can to help you through this difficult time. The only other thing I would say to you is to stay well and stay healthy and really look out for each other and look out for yourself.
I'd like to thank you for providing all this information today, Yvonne, and hope you all stay safe and healthy.
All right, and thank you very much as well, and I'll be happy to check in with you next Thursday and give you another update. So thank you very much.
Arlene Ulluku Hatehayuk, Kihadutigiyatinik, Labrador Remote, Yvonne Jones-Simic. Imaris Lugu, Sunamik Ullume, Nalaudikut, Nalausia, Unique, Hauditsigaromavin. Ivan Kiyuk, Mandaluatsia, Hauditsigaromabunga, Suyurasima Mat, Sivulipa Militan, Angayukhaso Anguyuk, Piyut Suamik, Ikayut Sigumaluni, Piyuk, Kanataliman, Muning. Tukisia Lunilo, Piyaria Koduk, Kuning in Nik, Ilo Nangit Inuit, Amalo. Ayun na makinigan ni Sulu Piluatamik, Mikiyon ni Nunalio yun ni Sulu Kanitagitail ni Pimmat, Ammalo, Asitinigala ni Marisota, tay mapititawata maana Kanitagigalo asuta. Kaoyaman miso nilo, tamana, pijakya ko din yung mariyon ninginig. Ninganik inunut piluatamik, kinaliut siya katangitunut, Ammalo, suliaminik asiyosima yunut, piluatamili suliakafigiyangit maana matusimamata. Kinoor sa kakatillo. Teemaislo ni kawamak kanatami uvangalo kihadutiulo nga kawamait illusoangan ni. Sulia katigi palaw kukut taman na situtigi akumallogo kinoor sa tatilugit taakono naliyoyuit ilaiging oyuillo. Teemaimat nunat siyabot kawamanga kawamangalo kanatami atittari lautuit ang ikatigi utimik nunat siyabot kawamangalo. Kiinoor sa tatilugit $5.5 million ikayudit sa ojattamik ilaigiin ojunut nunaliujun nila nunat seavumme. Taimali nunat seavut kavamanga tamatsaminga kiinoojammik namminik akhsui niakuk khanuk akhiniam mangao avittuniam mangao unuttukalau mata suudu piusiugu jattuit piluattamik isamakammilungalo maannakut taanna kiinoojak atuinnau laalinninganik. Ammalo ikayutit sa tillugo. Una ututi ingo amilugo, takusimakot sigit kritimmiut. Nunavummi maanaluat seak ilangit asinginni avittusimaroni nunaujunni iluani nunavut. Inuit kiinaujassa taattitau laumajuit. Taana kiinaujak tukaattitaut luvunni hitsanut ilaigi ingojunut. Kiinaujut seakattangitun. No piluattumik ammalu inutu haujunnun. Ammalu ilanga kiinaujak ilingatitaumit luo keapaluuditsa minnut. Suu kertsautiup utsualunginnik ikajuuditsa galaangumit luo keapaluuditsa galaa vielä sanganing. Teemalu takunnaajavut taana kiinaujak teemak atuttau lanninganik. Ammalu ikajuuditsa ut luo ima atuttaumijuk suulu taakkoa. Nihinik katitsui viujuit inuit nihinik aitsivikisui hattajangit. Tamannaumit logo, ammalu ikajumilugit suullu pinnasujutsanut atutitaumit logo. Nihinik puutsisuungunea matanun aliujuit huatsiivinginnun. tamannalo manna achiging eto te god in gami mat ammalo utakhimi jabot nunatse avokava manga ki nau yakta pata khanok pila mangata ikayugo malluwit ikayu dilit nunatse ami nunanginnon ki nau satate se marivogut inonnik amma sullo sulliamminik asioissimajunik sulliarafigiyangit matusimanninginni sullo manna uttuutiinngaamilugu amma kinatuinnak sulliarasima tujummiuvimmi nukkalitauniallunni maanaluatsia sulliatsaqarunnaialni taanna uttuutiinngaarattiku tainna ukutiguuna khinuqautinnik tatattuissuuk taiyaujumut Canada Emergency Response Program tuavittuku taanna ikajuutiummat taimaimmat kinatuinnak nukkangate taupatsullia minit taanna pichutigiluuqannimmasialu COVID-19 taatsumuuna khinuqaulitigut pisuuk imailinganniatlugu $500.vuugitamaapitaasuunngulluni $2,000 атаутсими таққими таманналу таймайлиганиаққук октобарамонун уфалулууннит ухаутиярунник сулиарафиминут утисуунгулиннингиннин кинатуиннак таффууна ингиххапат хинугаути хавук махуилингаюунник имайлингатлугу харитауятигут хинугаутимми аахсисуут айвигилу Canada Revenue Agency таанна убак Facebook кинут aisuungummat ammalo khinugayuit aidilluit uvunga myaccount.ca tannalo tigumeagiutsi myaccount.ca tatsumuna khinugauditsinik aatsigallenkalluarutsi khannuingituk taavatualli tatsumuna lautsimangkutsi myaccount.ca aqhisigiigiahavusi Revenue Canada kutigut taikkutiguuna ikkayuttaulusi ammalo kharitaoyakharutsi numero kharivuk 1-800-TIMIK inuit phone vigisuugiyanganik ukhariallagaluamme sunitaina 1-800 numero akakhyangituk khauti laqhasi sunautsiaraluammanga taisuugilaaritsi naalauti khaffi hiyatsigut taikko inuit phone tigut khauti sisuunghatniammata tuavittukut kiinaulsata Reali taakkutiguuna Canada Revenue Agency kut. April 6-mi, 7-mi lo, 8-mi lo. Pitakal laalikkuk kharitaotigut Inuit aivigi suugijanganik kharitaotigut khinugautinnik taakkununga kiinaulat sanganun. Implaimattingitigun. Suullu amma unuttut Inuit kharitaoja halungimata. Ammalo khanulluunniit pisuunngugiami khaujimalunngimata taatsumuuna kiinaujam taasuunngugiamut uvak suliaqafinut amma phoonnisuunngummiyuit ikajulaaqattigit taffangan ikaju suugigattigit nunariyamminit khanuppi taasuunngugiamut khinugautiujami taatsumuun taijanganut Canada Emergency Response Benefits kiinaut taasuunngugiamut ammalo taanna ilingatuinnamarimmiyuk inunnut suliamminik asiuisimajunnut suliaqaffinga matusimappat ammalo implementitaaqatta khattajuit taanna implementsanga nungusimma rajappan ammalo ikajungimmaimmiyuk ittusiutinnik ningiutsiutinnik kiinauttaaqattaqutsi kisiani taanna ilingajuk kiinauya sakangimaigutsi implementitaaqikhattajassi nungusimappat uffaluluunniit suulluuqaqqaugama suliamminik asiuisimappata suliaqaffigiyanga matuttau simanningani khinuqasuunngujuit taatsumingga kiinaujammik April 6-siugiippat ammalu asinginnut inunnut nunakhajunni ikajuttauqumappata uvattinnik amma khaudisisuungummiyuit ikajusuigattigin unariallaumiyuk kinatuinnak uuqanniaqattapat Khoatsi miluunniit suliaqaqattapat taak implaimannitaaqikhattaasi nungukkasaappata taatsumuuna kiinautikut tuavittikut ikajut siutiujukkut pitaasuungumiyuit implaimanttisataaqikhattaasi nungukkasaappan uffalupiyaqittukkasaappan aivigillugu khariitaujatigut khauditsisuunguvusi taatsumuuna kiinautikut ikajuttaullaaqatsi ammalu implementitaaqattaasi nungu rajappan himaak amma ukhariyalla rumarivunga phone viewsimalikkugut tamaani suliaqaffini vuugitamaat suullu angiyukkhauniunit inuit nunaliitkaramakkugiyanginnit taikko amma ikajummimata nakummiipaammiyavut ikajummimata ikajuqasuanninginni no nagayamini. Ilo nanginik o kala si malikonga. So ang yukari yao yunik, Mr. Ticker, nailimi, Mrs. Flowers Hope Tilimi, Mr. Anderson Makhovimi, Mrs. Wolfrey Riklatimi, Mr. Shepherd Hipokami. Hausa fiyala khatamiyaka, takwa nunaliyo yuit, ammalukwa, sulia khatigi pa yuit nunariyamini, nunakhatigi yangit, khanu ikonakit, khanimase alumin. Atunit nunaliyo yuit, malitsiya kukalwa khasi, taman na pichutaw nigi yangani khanimase aluk COVID-19, suluuna amma pichutigi miloko, maligyalimik akisi yukhalaw mimat sulo nunamit aigya mot tingi yutigot upalulo nisi kitutigot asyanot nunaliyo yumot aigya nagtaman na nukhangatitaw mat malitaw yutsak nunagiyaw yummi maligat saupan sulo tayo sikhaw kama sikitutigot nang ngilasi nyehovigilugit ilagiyasi ammalo pulagya figin nagit tako nunagiyat sini khanitagiyasi ilagiyasi ilan nasilo ang ihami ya hagatsi. Taman nalo inihanik nakit namot malitaw ya hamman. Tamakko uhaw taw lautuit malitaw ya hammata. Sululi allat malingi pata tamakko nenga taytay natannik. Takko uhaw tigi yaw sungulituit malingi ninginnik nakit namot ay ya hanginininning. Kawitilugit takko nun nakijatsini kabamauyuit. Suyukam mangat. How you ma niamata. Arlene Apiginiamit Logo Sunagaldu Namek Kihadu Tigijabot Jones Ilatsigar Mamangat. Ivan Jones Kyuyuk Himatu Inak Ohagumabunga Inon Not Nunat Seavumi. Kihadu Tigi Yaulunga Ilitsinut Kavamait Illusuangon Nganit Suleahapa Bunga Ikayukumalusi Kamat Sealungalo Inuit. Kamari yaut siyaning innik manaluat siya piyariakutu yu alukut inga ratta. Akhisi si mabagut sunagalannik suulu piluatumi nikikat siya kullugit inuit. Ammalu kikhatu niuyuk piluatumi tamaitigut annea siufiit. Nunari yaujummi annea siufiiallailu. Ammalu asingitikullu ikayusitiujunnut nunari yaujummi. Tamani vunga ikayugo malunga manaluat sia pijakiakhuru yalukut ulluhatita ota unagellak taimilugo hanuiniagasi hanimmatailigitsi kamatsiagitsi nuusitsini kamakhatigitsiagitsi paigitsiagitsi namminin taffangallu nakummigutini allutin.